WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 234, Riding Splash Mountain. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we walk through Fantasyland, Liberty Square, and to the other end of Frontierland on our way to splashdown into the whimsical story of Br'er Rabbit.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name's Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. The details of the parks and how things are opening up are slowly beginning to take shape. Universal Orlando and now SeaWorld are open, and people are beginning to share their experiences. For me, though, I'm still nervous about how this is going to look going forward, and will a new surge in COVID-19 cases bring things back down? For now, though, at least we have memories we can go revisit anytime we want, be it new, like the one we have today, or one of now almost 250 memories in this podcast's history. In today's memory, we're going to continue our day from September 2016 as we begin the day in the Magic Kingdom. Today, my extended family is with us, and we'll be picking up just as we have gotten off the Under the Sea Journey of the Little Mermaid. It's feeling more crowded as the day goes on, but finally, we are getting to use our first FastPass reservation. With this being a last-minute trip, and us not having tickets until this week, it's been hard to get reservations for anything with a party this size. Thankfully, we have been blessed with lower crowds. So at least we've got one major attraction, especially one that is new for the kids. From where we're standing, in the back of Fantasyland, this is going to be a bit of a hike to the other side of Frontierland. You'll listen along as we walk by the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, make a right at the Prince Charming Regal Carousel, cut through the heart of Fantasyland, passing Rapunzel's Tower. Then we'll turn left by the Haunted Mansion, stroll through Liberty Square, and you'll hear some of the riverboat in the distance, and finally entering into Frontierland, where we can see Splash Mountain off in the distance. As we hear the first screams of the riders plunging down the final hill into the Briar Patch, the excitement builds. We'll enter the queue using our fast passes, and in a matter of minutes, we're through and into the boat. As we launch into the river, we're excited and happy to finally begin our whimsical adventure through the story of Br'er Rabbit. I don't know where you all fall on the long-lost movie Song of the South. I vaguely remember seeing it as a small child, but I couldn't tell you anything about it other than what I've read. Personally, I don't really know where I stand either on the active rumor around replacing the theming with the Princess and the Frog theme, but as an attraction and ride today, it's a lot of fun. We have three small kids who have never ridden the ride before, and each of them loved it. Well, maybe not so much for Susie. On a hot summer day in Florida, getting cooled off in the water is so refreshing. And unlike so many log flume rides that most amusement parks have, this theming takes the simple flume ride concept to another level. Even in the few weeks where it's cold in Florida, they can reduce the splash effect so it can still be ridden in December. So regardless of when you go, you should try to make a point to ride this ride. Before we jump into today's memory, I want to remind you that you can find out how to contact or follow me, find show notes, see photos and videos, and of course become a show supporter all on our wdw-memories.net website. Don't forget, if you like what you hear and you want to help support the show, you can become a patron supporter. And as my thank you gift to you, begin receiving ad-free memories for as little as $1 a month. I especially want to thank all my patron supporters for your continued support of the show. Those monthly donations help to ensure the future memories for everyone listening. Finally, we're now up to 160 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Thank you to all of you for your ratings and reviews. I especially want to thank Franklin Faces, who says, "So happy I found this. Nothing is better than putting on my headphones and pretending I'm at Disney World while I'm at work." Franklin Faces, that is actually how I got started myself. I would often be at work listening to attraction audio and background music loops and wishing I could be there in the parks. I'm so glad that it helps you to escape from a daily work routine. If you'd like to leave a review and maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts, as Franklin Faces did, and give me your feedback. These reviews help the show be found by more subscribers, plus give potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Also, while you're listening, maybe take a moment to help spread the word and share that you're listening and loving the memories. Tell a friend, post on social media. Just think maybe that virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family on our 2-day trip to Walt Disney World, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we walk through Fantasyland, Liberty Square, and then to the other side of Frontierland on our way to splash down into the whimsical story of Br'er Rabbit.
I hear a choo-choo train. Oh, here they come. Watch. No. It's a little walk away. Susie, you know where we are now? Look up, see if you can figure it out. This way. Close. We're technically still in Liberty Square.
It is a boat ride. But it's like the smaller though. That's what you're going to be going on, see? You can ride beside somebody. You want to see Mikey? Come here. So you can ride right beside Daddy. I'm sorry.
My favorite actual story is the turf war.
I've been wanting to take
it. I think I'm gonna get Daddy.
What?
How about we?
Not too bad. It'll be perfect. Okay. Y'all ready? Right in here. All right. Come here, kiddos. You put it up. Yeah, Mikey. Do you want to ride with Mommy or beside me? Beside me? Yeah. sure. We've got two small ones. I mean, like,
yeah,
if you do...
two small ones with a dollar, you'd be okay. That's all we need to send.
Okay.
In the same
okay. You want to put them with me or want to put them with you?
5, 6, 7, and 8.
I'll ride with Dad. You
five,
ride with...
5, 6, 7, and 8. 1 group of 3. That's all we need.
I'm with you.
Watch yourself, guys.
Dad, you want to go for the very front? You're not in the front. You're in the second to the front.
Per manesca sentado y mantenga las manos, brazos, pies y piernas dentro del barco y cuide a los pequeñitos. Gracias.
Nothing. Who got wet?
Anybody get splashed?
Uh-oh. Watch this.
Gonna go up again.
There you go.
All the red shirts on that one.
Uh-oh, we're gonna get splashed. Ah, it felt good. Did that feel good, Lila?
Chickapin Falls, Briar Fox's Lair, and the Laughing Fox.
What are they doing over there? Oh no, I guess it's done. It looks like... Have you taken her on this in California? Oh, because I think you ride single file, don't you? Pretty good Georgia bar. Pretty good Georgia bar. Pretty good Georgia bar.
Trace, how'd they do?
You did. Does that feel good?
I don't think I got wet enough.
It's fine. I'm going to do it again, again, again. But you're just going to be
Thank you for turning that off. Here comes the water. Mine's fine. Here. You love that?
I want to go again.
Maybe some other time. Eh. You didn't love that? Let's go see if we can see our picture. Yeah.
Okay, I took a picture of it so you can see it. So your head's out a little bit this time, sis.
Right there,
man. Go
ahead. All right.
All right, let's go.
Got your bands. Mikey scanned his badge, dude. We already got it. Just a little bit.
Not just a little
bit. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that was our show. Pray tell, what did you think of it?
Great!
Let's have a hand for our show.
Bye.
You say bye right into that?
Bye.
Good job.